David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be with you on this fresh winter morning. It's beautiful outside if you're up and around right now and going to the gym or maybe going to play some golf or just getting some exercise. Breathe in that clear air. Do you remember just like a month ago we couldn't even breathe? Enjoy it. Suck it in. Exhale. You're stressed out. Let's do this with me right now. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Don't you just feel better? I do. This is our last show for the year today. I can't believe it. Another year has gone by, and this is it. So I'm glad you're with us. People around here, that's right, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions, which there were a lot of them this week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and an attorney. You can always tweet me a question, too. If you have a question during the week, something comes up, you want to know if you should be jumping back into Amazon, then tweet me, at PYA Radio. That's at PYA Radio. Or maybe you just want to know about that show where you can just trade all day long and make tons of money. Really got to be careful about that stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there you got to be careful about. So realize it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. And stuff's not easy to do. So anyway, don't be careful. Are you at or near retirement right now? Well, if you are, the number one question that I hear most people ask me all the time is, how do I live off my investments and not run out of money? If you want to retire comfortably and enjoy retirement instead of worrying about it, then the show today is designed just for you. I'm going to go over some simple ways you can create income in your retirement from things like your 401k account. I'm going to share some secrets on tax-free income that can make a big difference when you're retired and paying taxes on your Social Security income. Don't be nervous or anxious about your retirement. I want you to grab a pen and get ready to get a real education so you can have the freedom to focus on the fun stuff like where you're going to travel next. This is going to be a great show, so stick around. Now, let's get started. An exceptionally dramatic week on Wall Street. I don't know how you're doing it, but anyway, listen, Monday was up huge, Tuesday down big, Thursday down super big, and then it came back to still be down a little bit. But then Friday, another down day. For the week, yes, here are the numbers. For the week, the Dow was down 4.5%, S&P 500 off 4.6%, and the NASDAQ, very close to 5%, down 4.9%. So, yep, I'm getting the calls and the questions. Is it over? Is this it? Is this the beginning of something more ominous? Well, I want you to pause for a minute. Again, take a deep breath now because you need to do this. Take a deep breath through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. I'm not kidding about that. So do it, particularly when you start watching that one show, CNBC. I hear that more and more often now. I watch CNBC. It drives me crazy. Stop watching that show. The economy says it all. And it's very hard to turn the economy if it's going a particular direction. And right now, it's doing very well. So just remember that. How do I know that? Well, we had our jobs report yesterday afternoon. It was up 155,000. Now, everyone was expecting 200,000. You may say, oh, well, it was off 45,000. It's not good. It's all the way you spin this stuff. Remember that. Positives are always what? They're positive. That's right. So be positive. Don't be so negative all the time. All right. Made my point. Unemployment rate is still 3.7%. That's the lowest it's been since 1969. That's another good piece of news. The economy is not overheating, as some people think. Wage growth, it's 3% year over year. It's not bad. That's not inflationary yet. So we're doing just fine. And so realize this, the economy is strong, but it's not too strong. This is not like it's overheating yet. It's not like you're revving the motor at 9,000 RPM and it's just, you know, you ever done that where you have it in gear and you're revving it super high and the motor just like stops on you? It just goes, bleh. No more power. I'm done. That's not what's happening right now. It's very similar, actually. So for those of you who drive cars, that's what it's about. Now, this week was the big 700, remember, inverted yield curve. I've been talking about that forever. And so people this week said, oh my gosh, the 5-year now is yielding less than the 2-year. And the 10-year is at 2.95 and the 2-year is at 2.8. And oh, we're right there. It's going to go just like it was in 2007. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying this is what people are saying, even on the TV. But listen to this. There's no history of a recession if the spread stays flat to positive, which it still is. So just remember that. And also remember, we're not inverted. That's flat. You're inverted when the number is lower, substantially lower, than the other number, which means that if the 2-year gets to, say, 5, and the 10-year is at 3.5, that's inverted. So we're not there. We're not even close to that yet. Now, the bond market, is it sensing that we're tapping out or we're slowing down? Yeah, we're slowing down. The economy is a little slower. But remember, they were talking about, and they mean they, the administration, particularly the Treasury Secretary, was talking about GDP being at over 4%. And it did happen. And we're still over 3. And from my read of what he's been saying, it should be around 3 to 3.5, which is very good. Because you may remember when they came into office, they were talking about 3s and everyone was laughing at him because it was at 1.5. So as long as we can still maintain this momentum, that means that it's very good for the U.S. markets for 19 and 20. I think that's what's going to happen here. It's interesting. It's not over. And so if you want to just, you know, a lot of people this week saw that. You saw a lot of money leaving equities going into short-term cash because you can get some decent yields in 2-year CDs. And so a lot of people are doing that just to take the risk off the table. There's nothing wrong with that. That makes you sleep better at night. That is my name. I'm the Sandman. And make yourself sleep better at night. But if you want to be into it, if you want to try and make more, then you've got to hang in there. And you've got to ignore the stuff as it comes at you. All right. Now, what about the price of oil? Because that also is an inflation indicator. Well, this was so interesting. And I find this fascinating that OPEC and Russia have basically ganged up against us. Because did you know now that we are the largest producer of oil in the world? Yeah, the U.S. is now the largest producer of oil in the world. And so what's going on is OPEC and Russia have joined forces, and they did this yesterday, to cut production by 1.2 billion barrels of oil. It's a lot. And why'd they do that? Well, because they want to control the price of oil. They want it to go a little higher. Why? When the price of oil is higher, they make more money. It's all about money. It always is. So the price of oil was at $52.34 yesterday. Now, what does that mean? It means you're going to be paying still pretty cheap prices when it comes to gas. And that should help you through the winter months as we experience colder weather and driving more, of course, and more transportation and so forth. But anyway, that's what's happening there. And that's not inflationary. If you saw oil at, say, $90 or $100 a barrel, that's more inflationary. So we're not seeing that yet. Inflation is just not really here. It's not a terrible thing that's happening. So don't worry about it. The big one this week, and the big one that you're going to hear about, because it's really all I have to talk about, is, well, there's two things. Let me start with the big one. The big one's trade. And it was so interesting this week how Sunday we had dinner in Argentina. Monday had a great day because evidently they reached a deal. And then all of a sudden you heard about how the deal's unwinding. It's not going to happen and what's really going on. And it's just fascinating to me because they don't really tell you what's happening. But the market just reacts on this stuff. So anyway, yes, there is a U.S.-China arrangement of some sort that they're going to try and accomplish in the next 90 days, apparently. But China committed. Now, it's orally, and we don't know what that means, but they say they're going to be buying $1.2 trillion more of U.S. goods. That's a lot. And they're going to hammer this deal out over the next 90 days. And it's going to take some time, and you got to be patient. And as this volatility moves around and your portfolio goes up and down 3-4%, you have to be patient. If you're going to, you know, whipsaw and sell and react to that, then just don't do it. Don't get involved in it. You shouldn't be in it. And if you're not sure about it, then you need to do our Riskalyze test. I've mentioned this so many shows ago. You can call us. We can have you fill out this online. You do it in the comfort of your own home. You can even do it right now on your smartphone. You fill out this questionnaire. And then we match your portfolio to how you feel. So at night you can sleep better because now you know what you're doing. It sounds so simple, but you're probably not doing it. 888-588-5818 if you want to do it right now. 888-588-5818. They'll take your information down and we'll take care of that for you. What else do you need to know? What should you be buying right now? Well, Tesla looks interesting. Blackstone and the financials, I like. Price target on Apple was just cut to $236, still higher than where it is now. And U.S. equities, frankly, I think look great. So be selective, buy stocks, hold on to them, and get ready for the ride. Anyway, Tuesday, we got small business optimism coming out. I'm expecting all the small business people to still be very positive, and that's good for the market. And then Wednesday, we'll see the Consumer Price Index, CPI, which, again, I don't think is going to be inflationary. So overall, things are looking pretty good. And that's what you need to know. Do the number of candles on your birthday cake have anything to do with when you should retire? You'll be surprised about the answer. It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. There is a whole new kind of life ahead, full of experiences just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Well, it's the number one financial question you must answer if you want to retire comfortably and enjoy retirement instead of worrying about it, and that is, how do I live off my investments and not run out of money, become inverted? We understand how nervous and anxious you are about retirement, but if you can just answer this one question, you will feel so much better about retiring, and you have the freedom to focus on the fun stuff like, where are you going to travel to next? Today's show is all about helping you not run out of money in retirement. There is not another money-related topic more important than what we're discussing on today's show. So if you're listening today, this is our last live show for the year. Of course, we'll be back next year, but this is it. So if you're closing in on retirement or you're already retired, then at some point You have had this thought in your mind. Am I going to run out of money? If the market goes down big time, am I going to run out of money? I mean, that's what you're worried about this week if you were seeing those numbers. Because that's the first thing you think about. Oh, I don't have that much anymore. Is that going to be a problem? Get this. This was a great survey that was recently done by Fidelity. When Fidelity asked over 1,000 pre-retirees what percentage of savings that financial experts suggest they should withdraw annually in retirement, you know what it was? 19% said 7 to 9% a year. Can you imagine that? 7 to 9% a year. In fact, there is one major firm out there who does a lot of advertising on TV who has told people we've talked to that they could take out 7% without any problem. I think that's terrible. I think that's just wrong. Even more disconcerting, another 19% of those queried as part of the company's retirement IQ survey felt that they could draw even more, up to 10 to 15% a year. To start with, these amounts are just completely unrealistic. And yes, I may be an attorney, and I evidently don't know much about the financial markets, according to some firm out there. Don't be afraid of me. Anyway, the fact is that those are unsustainable. You can't do that. You can't take out more than 7 to 10% out of your portfolio and think it's going to go on forever. It just doesn't exist. Where are you going to get that kind of interest right now? It doesn't exist. So what that means is you're going into your principal. And if you start going into your principal in a meaningful way, particularly in a down market, you're not going to have much left at the end of the day. So just realize that this happened in 2008 and 2009. I saw this with several clients who had thought that was okay. And it turned out after that battering, it wasn't so okay. And so we were able to throw them a life raft and you know the rest. Anyway, keep in mind this. I've heard this too. This is a big one you've heard probably about the 4% rule. You know who came up with that? His name is William Bengen. You can go research that. William Bengen came up with the 4% rule, and that was in 1994. Think about this. What were the markets like in 1994 compared to where they are like now, particularly after the dot-com bust? We're in a different era right now. We're living in a totally different time. I mean, think about that. Since 1994, you had the dot-com bust. You had the 2008 financial crisis. And now you've got really a massive amount of debt being built that at some point is going to have to be dealt with. So I think that's just different times. And I believe you need to start with some basics. So let's do some fundamentals, shall we? Because before you hit a baseball, before you throw a football, before you attempt to do the butterfly stroke in the pool, before you attempt to drive a race car, you need some basics. Because if you don't know the basics, what's going to happen? You're going to hurt yourself. It's that simple. By the way, did you hear this? I just heard this. You know what one firm gave all their employees as Christmas gifts in Wisconsin? Handguns. Everybody got a handgun. Can you believe that? I just thought I'd digress and share that with you because I read that yesterday and I thought, whoa, okay. Taking self-defense to a whole new level. Anyway, coming back to the basics. Here we go. Here's where you should begin. Start with this. I want you to get realistic about your anticipated expenses in retirement. And what does that mean? Well, I want you to really think about this. You need to do this for yourself. What does your retirement look like? It's unique to you. And really think about it. What do you want it to look like? And then once you see in your mind's eye what it's going to look like, then we got to put on paper what it's going to cost to sustain yourself in that lifetime. And you may not have an appreciation for that, but I'm going to give you again some basics here to start thinking about it. So here's a good place to start. I call them fixed versus discretionary expenses. And what you want to do is nail down your fixed costs first. What are those? Write this down. Your housing. What does your mortgage cost or your rent cost you? And if you're paid off your house, then it's zero, which is a good way to help yourself out. So if you're paying it down, a lot of people ask me this all the time, should I pay my house off? My answer to that is, yeah, most likely. I hear the controversy already going. Anyway, utilities. Utilities are another fixed expense that you need to pay. Your health care. Living expenses, like your food, your clothes. These are things that you can forecast. And discretionary costs like travel, going to see your kids. I know we all love to see our kids, but that's discretionary. It doesn't, you don't, yeah, you know, you kind of have to. I get it. At least once a year. Okay. All right. But again, what's more important, eating or seeing your kids? Some people say seeing their kids, and I understand it. So you're going to have to not eat for a week. Maybe eat at your kid's house. Okay. My daughter's cooking now, so that's great. So anyway, those sort of things are discretionary, okay? Entertainment, the new iPhone, all that stuff, it's discretionary. You don't need it. Now, healthcare costs, I know that's one of the hardest things to control and to forecast. In fact, healthcare could be the largest expense you'll experience in retirement. We see this all the time. And one thing I want you to know right now is Medicare does not cover everything. In fact, long-term care is not typically covered at all. So you have to protect yourself and you have to create a cap on that kind of cost if you can. And we can do that. There's a company we work with that has a policy that can actually create a cap on your medical expenses, meaning you'll know exactly what you're going to spend on something like that. So that's something to look into if you've thought about long-term care. Now, rather than trying to pin down whether your annual expenses are going to be $65,000 or $70,000, I want you to aim for a ballpark figure because this will move. You need to have a good idea of what your monthly expenses are going to be. Then back into the larger number of how much your portfolio needs to be worth. Again, using the conservative, maybe 2 to 3% withdrawal rule to see if you can support your lifestyle. After that, you need to project what is the rate of return your portfolio has to generate to keep it above water and make sure you can afford all these expenses? And so that's why I really encourage you to get in front of our e-money plan. This is our financial planning tool. I sometimes call this Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You need to get a plan like that to get better accuracy and choose the right historical data on your portfolio. So when you're looking at how each bucket of money or each account's going to perform in your plan, is it really the right numbers? Because you could be using financial planning tools on the internet and they could say, well, it's an S&P 500 type return. They just throw a 7% on top of it. But if you have all your money, say, in a CD account, that's never going to happen. Or if you have all your money in an income producing types of funds, that's never going to happen. On an annual basis. It's not, it never has happened, so why would it? Also, your Social Security, you have to consider how you're going to take that in combination with how you start to withdraw money out of your account because taxes start to hit you in a different way than you've ever experienced before. I'll talk about that in the next segment. But anyway, you've got to link those together in your plan and see how they work because that just puts more money in your pocket. I know. What should you do right now, right? You're asking, what do I do? And you don't know the answer probably because it's the first time you're thinking about it or maybe you've thought about it, but you're not sure. Why? It's complicated. This is not trading 101. Let's go out and trade the stock market and pay our bills. That does not work. This is sitting down, developing a plan with all the tools that you have at your disposal with someone or some group who does this every day. In my office, I have a CPA who's been doing this for over 20 years. I have 3 estate planning attorneys, and we have a group of financial advisors who sit down with you and help you make decisions as you weed through all this. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, an IRA, brokerage account, any kind of tax-deferred account, CDs, whatever, just put them all together. As long as you're there, for no charge, we'll do this with you. You can do it right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. We're opening the phone lines right now. They're going hot right now. Here we go. 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. You can do this. You can actually get in front of this and understand what your retirement can look like. Call this number right now, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, What are the six types of retirement income that you can create for yourself in retirement, and how are they going to be taxed? Find out. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Why don't you take yourself back to that place? You should close your eyes and go to that spot. And look again up at those fleecy clouds. And go there. Go there. Pick one and go there.
Stop saying that and tell me what, how. Well, it's fairly simple. I've heard that before, too.
Have you seen our new website? With a brand new podcast page, you can hear up-to-date podcasts of our show. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on the radio tab. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. I'm a simple kind of man. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And there's no doubt that you've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Other shows are talking about trading the market or how you can buy this particular fund and it'll take care of all your solutions. Well, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And today is no exception. Today we're talking about how to create income in your retirement so you hopefully won't run out of money too soon. And so you can enjoy more of your time thinking about where are you going to travel to and worry less about skimping and not spending on retirement. In fact, I see that a lot. I see a lot of folks who come in and they're worried about transitioning their 401k and their savings accounts into income because they just don't know how to do it. And as they start to do it, they're worried about spending too much. And I'd say I kind of get a joy inside. A little light lights up when I can see. I can see pretty much what someone can spend and not run out during their lifetime as long as they're doing certain things. And it's hard to explain that to people, but you can see it. You've been doing it so long, you can see it. And so when someone comes in and they're not living to their full potential, I love to show them how to do that. That's really something that's very beneficial in what I do. So today we're talking about how much can you withdraw from your savings each year without running out of money too soon. And last segment, I was talking about the percentages. There's all these rules out there. Some people say you can do 7%. In fact, there was a recent survey I just talked about from Fidelity where they were saying a pretty big percentage of people thought it was 7 to 12% you could take out of your portfolio and not run out of money. And that's just not necessarily probably, in fact, I'd say not true. It's not going to work. So what does that mean? Well, go back and listen to the last segment. By the way, if you miss a show, this is our last live show for the year right now today. If you miss a show or you want to go back and listen to previous shows or today's show, go to our website, LibertyGroupLLC.com is a brand new website there. We've got podcasts there and you can listen to the shows. And one of the biggest mistakes I find retirees make when they calculate their living expense is forgetting this. Taxes, state and federal taxes, can take out a huge chunk out of your savings as you start to withdraw money from these accounts. Moreover, as you tap your accounts, and you have different types of accounts, this can make a big difference in what you ultimately pay the government. And whatever you ultimately pay the government will reduce what you pay yourself. So you really have to think about this. And I've heard this a lot too. A lot of people say that you should tap your taxable accounts first. And then you go to your tax deferred accounts, like maybe your 401k. And at the very end, tap your Roth. Now, this strategy makes sense for some, but you really need to be careful, particularly if you have a lot of money in your IRA or your 401k. And this is a big mistake I see a lot of people make, and they just don't know it until they walk into it. And what's really neat about our plan that we do for you is we can show you 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years out before it happens to you. We can actually put a number on it so you'll say, wow, I had no idea that was about to happen. Because when you turn 70 and a half, you know this, you've heard this many, many times on the show, you have to take what's called the required minimum distribution, the RMD, from these accounts. And if the accounts have grown too large, these mandatory withdrawals will push you into higher tax brackets, because this is money you have to take out. And if it's a lot of money and it forces you to go over that tax bracket, well, all of a sudden now you're paying more in taxes and you didn't want to do that. So there are ways to avoid this problem. And so what we can do is we can model in our simulators, we can model how you would take that out over the time from when you retire to when the RMD kicks in. So let's look at how some different types of retirement accounts are taxed. So that way you have at least, again, this is basics. I'm just teaching you basic form right now today, because before you go out and swing that bat or throw that football or drive that race car or try and do that butterfly stroke in the pool or even run, hopefully get some basics on how to do that right so you don't hurt yourself. Now, 401k. A lot of people have 401ks and IRAs. Now, these are called tax-deferred accounts, meaning that you will pay taxes on them someday in the future, but you have to prepare to feel the pain, because you're going to feel the pain. There is no gain without pain. And so remember this. When you take any sort of a withdrawal out of your IRA or your 401k, it's going to be taxed as ordinary income. And this means that if you're in the top tax bracket or a high tax bracket, that number is going to add to that tax and you're going to pay more tax. And I don't know about you, but I think, and again, this is my opinion, I think taxes are going to go higher in the future. I know our current tax law is set in place, and of course the government can change that, but I think taxes are going higher. Why do I think that? Because the debt is so high. In order to pay down the debt, you're going to need what? Higher taxes. It's just kind of fundamental. That's my opinion, by the way. I'll say it again. It's my opinion. Now, what other types of accounts are there? Taxable accounts. And we're doing a lot of this right now because the year is not over. And I'll say that again. The year is not over, which means a couple things could happen. The stock market could go higher, could go lower. Sure. But you probably are sitting on some gains right now. And so you could take profits from the sale of some investments like your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, maybe your REITs, real estate. These are taxed at capital gains tax rates. Now, if you've held them over 1 year, those are called long-term capital gains, and those rates are typically lower than your ordinary income. Short-term, if you've held it less than a year, that's taxed at your ordinary income rate. Long-term capital gains rates could be 10%, 15%, just depends on your tax bracket, or it could be 0%. That's right. You could pay 0% tax on your long-term capital gain if you do it correctly. How? Well, that's why we have a CPA on staff. We can show you how to do that. But even if you're paying 15%, that's a heck of a lot better than, say, 35%. Now, interest on your savings accounts, like your CDs or dividends you receive from bonds, those are taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. But remember, interest from municipal bonds, those are tax-free, usually at the federal level. And if you own a state-specific, like a California muni, then you're also exempt from state tax, which is a great thing. Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs, give yourself a high five if your retirement portfolio includes one of these accounts. As long as the Roth has been open for at least 5 years and you're 59 and a half or older, all withdrawals are tax-free.
Very nice.
In addition, you don't have to take RMDs from your Roth when you turn 70 and a half. All right. So, Social Security, let's talk about that. This is a hot button. Many retirees are super surprised and dismayed to discover that a portion of your Social Security benefit is taxable. This is very important. Whether or not you're taxed depends on what's known as provisional income. What does that mean? So, your adjusted gross income, this is what your gross income is, could be your W-2, your 1099s, those sort of things. Plus tax-free interest, like municipal bonds, plus 50 to 85% of your Social Security, depending on your income, will be taxable. That's right. 50 to 85% of your Social Security income will be taxed again. Well, in what case? If your provisional income, you can write this down, is between $25,000 and $34,000 and you're single, or between $32,000 and $44,000 if you're married, then up to 50% of your benefit is taxable. If it exceeds the $34,000 and you're single, or $44,000 you're married, get this, up to 85% of that benefit is taxable. Yeah, that's a lot. So, are you open-minded? Because if you are, you need to get in front of this right now. You're listening to me now. You're saying 85% of my Social Security income can be taxable. How do I change that? Well, do you remember Jack Welch? He was the CEO of GE. Do you remember what GE was trading at when he was CEO? A lot higher than it was today or yesterday. And that's because that guy was smart. And this is what he said. He said, change before you have to. Now, right now, maybe you're not taking your Social Security. Maybe you're thinking about taking it. And you want to avoid paying that 85% tax on your income. So before it actually hits you and it happens to you, you need to make some changes. Don't wait until something bad happens to you. Like you start filling out your taxes and you see, oh my gosh, I have to pay all this tax on that. It's too late at that point in time. You need to get in front of this right now. And here's how you do that. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, maybe you have an IRA account, a brokerage, you may even have cash under your mattress. That's okay. Add it all up. If you're at $250,000 or more, you can include your life insurance cash value too, by the way. Add it all up. And if you're there, then we're going to do our Protect Your Assets Life Plan for you and calculate this tax on your Social Security and show you how to integrate it into your overall financial plan so you pay less taxes on that money, which is rightfully yours. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number. We have live operators standing by right now. These are people who are in my office. We all work together as a team. Call them right now. Talk to them. They're nice people. 888-588-5818. Find out how to save thousands of dollars on taxes. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, how do you create an income stream in retirement that you can never outlive? I'll tell you what it is when I come back. It pays to listen to Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
It's not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I got to say, it's been a great year. Thank you for listening to our show. This will be our last live show for the year. They may have some reruns over the next few weeks, so you never know. But we'll be back next year, and look forward to continuing to educate you and entertain you about the financial markets. We found that the number one key question to financial success is this: how do you not run out of money in retirement? How do you control volatility? Because right now, particularly this last week, you've seen some big swings, both up and down in your portfolio. And this can cause you, if you don't do it right, to run out of money. In fact, that happened to a lot of people in 2008 and 2009. They had to go back to work. When you enter retirement, you stop adding money to your investments and you do the opposite. You start to take money out of those accounts. And this compounds the risk to your portfolio. Because as you do that, the principal goes down and the money can't keep pace with it. And it's much harder to get back to even. So our job is to help our clients lower their overall volatility and also the uncertainty of their portfolio. So when the next bear market strikes, which it will, you don't want to run the risk of running out of money. It feels great to know that you're going to be okay in retirement, that you can do what you want to do without the fear of running out. And so one of the great ways to get educated about that is through one of our workshops. And we're going to be doing some of these coming up here on January 15th. I'll be at Scott's in Walnut Creek. We have seats available right now. You can register. These do fill up. So I would encourage you right now, if you're starting to make your New Year's resolutions, to sign up for one of these. If you can be in Walnut Creek or you're down in Mountain View, we're going to be there on the 24th at Don Giovanni's in Mountain View. Go ahead and go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. It's a brand new website. There's all kinds of great content there, interactive games, newsletters, podcasts. Really great. So go there at libertygroupllc.com. Click on the upcoming events tab at the top, and you'll see there all the different retiring in the new era of all these tax laws we have and policy changes that are occurring. You can click on the register button right there and bring a friend. But those seats are gone when they're filled, so do it now. Want to wish happy birthday. Happy birthday to Tim Hawkins, Ava Vidal, Bernie Mahan, Steve Griswold. Hope you guys all have a tremendous birthday. And Steve's retired and having a great time in Thailand, so I hope he's having a good time. Anyway, that's what retirement's all about, isn't it? Today we've been talking about one of the biggest questions that's out there, and this was all sparked by this recent survey that came from Fidelity. You know, Fidelity just surveyed a bunch, over 1,000 people who are about to retire. And they asked them this question: if you were going to retire tomorrow, how much could you take out of your portfolio and not run out of money? You know what they said? The answer was anywhere from 7 to 12%. Said they could take that money out, 7 to 12% a year out of your account and not run out of money. Well, there's only one way to do that I know of, and that's through something called a fixed indexed annuity. And I know annuities have all these terms. If you go Google them, you'll be like, wow, annuities are really terrible. But you know what? Not all annuities are all terrible. Yes, there are some that are very expensive. There are some that are terrible, lock you up forever. There are some that actually are pretty neat. And there's some that you can control the withdrawal percentage. And they can be anywhere from all over the place, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12%. They're out there. You can, if you hold them long enough, there's some that have these riders attached to them where they have these growth rates each year that accumulate to your overall withdrawal percentage and usually pay for these riders. But at some point in the predetermined future, let's say you're, again, this is all hypothetical. You need to run your own custom analysis, but you could design, say, a 7.35% withdrawal rate when you reach, say, 65. If that's what you're after. This is possible. And with a fixed index annuity, the way these work when you turn these riders on is they pay you an income. So let's say you had a certain amount of money you put in there and you had a withdrawal rate of 7.35% and you were collecting that check every month. That's an annual number, by the way, not monthly. Okay. So take the 7.35%, whatever that number is, divide by 12, and that's your monthly income. Hit your bank account. That income is backed by the claims paying ability of that insurance company, meaning they're going to pay you that check every month for the rest of your life. And you may say, well, what happens if I live to be 95 and I've run out of money at that point in time because the market's gone down or I've spent more than it was in there when I started this program? They have to keep paying you. As long as the insurance company is around, that's why we say they're backed by the claims paying ability of that company. They have to pay you that check. That's how that works. And so that takes all the fear and the risk out of making that kind of decision. Because now you know what your income can be despite all the volatility. Now, again, I highly urge you not to think about putting everything in something like that. It's not necessarily a good idea. In fact, I don't encourage you to do that. You should look at this as part of an overall plan. So this could be one level of income. You could supplement that with your Social Security or maybe income from your portfolio. Again, not tipping into the principal, not having to sell shares to equal what you need each month. Again, this is a puzzle. It's a picture. It's a painting. It's something that's beautiful, but you have to make it beautiful. And how you do that is you sit down with someone who knows what they're doing. In our office, we happen to have several people who know what they're doing. In fact, we have a CPA. In fact, Mark is a great guy. I've been working with him for over 6 years. Super good guy. He's been doing this over 20 years, has an MBA. He and I talk about taxes, and we have these discussions with clients, and they sit there and go, that's so interesting. You guys can have these debates about my tax situation. And I say, hey, it's fun. You know, we're just trying to help you. And they say, we really appreciate understanding how you're thinking about this. So that's how Mark and I work on that. Then we have three estate planning attorneys here who talk about your estate taxes and your estate planning and your power of attorneys and things like that, long-term care. And then we have a team of financial advisors who also sit in these meetings and help run these plans for you and educate you about the financial markets so you understand all of your options. How do you take advantage of this? Call this number right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k IRA brokerage for no charge right now, you can call and get this done now. 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number. 888-588-5818. Find out what you can do with your account. How much can you take out? When can you retire? These are all really good questions, and you can get them answered right now by talking to my folks here in my office right now. They're sitting here by the phone waiting to talk to you. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks for the year to all the Protect Your Assets staff for helping us put this show together an entire year. It's quite an effort. And we have a great crew. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous people back in the studio who make it happen. Matt at the office over there in KBR, Dion, my man, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, and Hayden, Nico, Matt. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do. Felicia. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Happy holidays.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.